When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
How different in a positive way has this offseason been for you, given that you spent the two previous with, you know, undergoing surgeries, getting yourself right physically? Is it a refreshing offseason now for you to go into this healthy, and how is that impacting you positively?
Yeah, definitely just over the first part of the offseason, being able to run and jump, do online training is something I'm not used to being able to do after the first two seasons. So hopefully that translates well during the season.
Thanks.
Yep.
Art Stapleton.
Hey, Andrew. Now that you know you're going and you've been through this dance before going into the offseason program, have you changed your approach at all? I know, obviously, you just mentioned, you know, you're rehabbing the last 2 years, but what do you need to get out of your offseason right now to be ready for the summer, and how has that changed for you, you know, at this point in your career?
Yeah, I would say the biggest thing this offseason, just working on strength, especially upper body strength, just being able to sit down on some of those bull rushes. Sometimes you get out of position and you need brute strength just to be able to sit it down. So I've been working on that, and then just staying on top of ankle mobility, hip mobility, stuff like that, to keep mobile.
Thanks, man.
Yep.
Patty Trina.
Hey, Andrew, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Thank you. Andrew, given where the offense was last year, I mean, it surprised a lot of people. I know it's early, but what are your expectations this year for the offense, and particularly the offensive line and yourself?
Yeah, this is going to be a new combination, a new group every year. So the first thing, just getting down the playbook, making sure communication is top-notch. Everyone needs to know to play, know what to do, know where to go. And then just building camaraderie as a unit, and getting ready, you know, for minicamp and the things coming up this season.
And then if I could just follow up real quickly, you mentioned a new combination. That includes a new starting center. Does that have much of an effect on you, since you're, you know, a couple guys down from the center? Or can you just talk about what kind of, you know, effect having a new center in there does?
Yeah, whoever takes that position, they're the leader of the offensive line. They make all the calls, the mic points, things like that. So it's going to be a big hole to fill. Hopefully the guy is going to, you know, come in, be prepared. But Coach Johnson trains us for everyone to know the center position, to know where to go, so we can help each other out.
Thank you.
Yep.
Bob Berkover.
Hey, Andrew. You obviously made a big leap from year one to year two. Why do you think that was, and how do you think you can use your experience to help Evan in his attempt to make a big jump from year one to year two?
I think just taking it one day at a time, not focusing so much on the results, focusing on the process. Even, like you said, I had a good year last year, but there's so many things I want to get better at as a player, and continuing that mindset is how you get better. And, you know, like you said, I'll just do my best to relay that to Evan. The whole O-line group will embrace him and continue to work together, because he's talented enough to be really good in this league.
Do you guys communicate at all in the offseason? Does he talk to you about, hey, what? And that's part of the process, but what can I do on a daily basis to get better? Have you guys communicated about that during the offseason?
Yeah, we talked about it a little bit. We were in different places, but I mean, he's hit me up on text message and talked about, you know, different, you know, like players I watch and things like that. And then, like, the coaches I might use sometimes just to, you know, critique technique and stuff like that.
And one other thing I wanted to ask you. So you have the strange thing of where you rated one of the top offensive tackles in the league,
But the offensive line as a whole is, you know, it, obviously it's somewhat subjective, but has never really been rated very high. How much does it bother you that the offensive line as a whole has not yet come up to where your level of play is? And how do you feel about the ratings that are out there from last year? I know it's going to be different.
Yeah, obviously we want to be the bell cows of the offense. And I think that starts with me. I think if the whole unit is not playing well, then what I'm doing doesn't matter. We have to be good as a unit if we want to win and go deep into the playoffs. So the approach this year is just getting better as a unit and making sure everybody's on the same page.
Thank you.
Yep.
Paul Schwartz.
Hey, Andrew. You've been in the league a few years now, obviously. How long ago does it seem that you were involved in this draft process that's going to be coming down the next 2 weeks?
Yeah, it flew by, honestly. I know it was a while ago, but, like, it really flew by. And just, you know, I'm happy for the guys, you know, getting the opportunity. I remember those days. And obviously ours wasn't as great just because of the COVID experience. But, you know, definitely was happy to be a part of the Giants, you know, when they picked me.
When you see these young guys coming in, you know, the last few years, and you'll see them again in a few weeks, these guys coming in, do you kind of, like, look to yourself and nod and say, yep, you know, I remember that. I remember not knowing where I was going, what I was doing. I mean, and is it kind of like, do you feel like an older guy, a younger guy? What do you feel like now?
Definitely starting to transition, you know, to the vet mindset. I think I've done a good job of handling my business, but the next step is being more vocal and, you know, bringing more guys with me.
Thank you.
Yep.
We'll take two more. Kim Jones.
Hi, Andrew. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
Great. A year ago, you were really just getting started with this new coaching staff and everything else. To be in year two now and with what your team did accomplish last season, how does this year feel maybe more normal? I don't want to put a word in your mouth, but you know, how does this year feel now convening for the conditioning?
Yeah, it definitely helps, you know, seeing familiar faces and then the scheme, the language and stuff like that. You're not learning a whole new system, but it's still a new team, a new group of guys, you know, that are going to be out there. That's just how it is in the NFL. It changes every year. So we got to build all that team camaraderie and stuff like that as if we're a new team, because we are.
Thank you.
Yep.
Jordan Renaud.
Hey, Andrew, what's going on?
What's good?
I'm wondering, how much do guys take notice when guys like Saquon and Dexter aren't there, as they deal with their contract situations?
Yeah, honestly, that's a business thing. So personally, I don't, you know, take too much account into it. I'm just focusing on getting better every day and focusing on controlling what I can control.
Do you think those things have any effect on the locker room long term of guys as they kind of deal with the off the field stuff while you guys are dealing with, you know, on the field stuff?
I don't think so. This is my first time being a part of something like this, so we'll see how it goes. But like I said, just focusing on, you know, getting better each day, and those guys will get here, you know, when they get here.
Last one here, Pat Leonard.
Andrew, as a follow-up to that, you know, being a captain and having grown into a team leader, do you monitor that kind of situation with Saquon and Dex? Since they are two of your best players, do you monitor that from a captain standpoint of trying to make sure you take the pulse of the team and feeling like at some point maybe you have to say something? Is that something you consider or have your mind on?
No, it's just the first day today. So, you know, just getting back, meeting everybody. You know, Coach Dable's already addressed the team. So we're just focusing on getting better each day. And like I said, those things will handle themselves.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. from memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long. Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.